myself in broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored.
Are you with me, Erie G?
I am.
Oh, man. Was that one? That was a good one, huh?
It's a jam.
It was a jam. You know, I saw Iggy with, he backed up the Rolling Stones in back in the day there in Detroit.
Wow, what tour was that?
This was the, I'll tell you exactly what it was. It was the Jovan. So this was like the first, like, I think, like sponsored tour. It was one of those things. It was probably early 80s, maybe 81, 82.
It was like, what's that album? Like Undercover of the Night? That
yeah, one? Maybe there. Yeah.
Undercover. Yeah, that album's Undercover. That's right. Yes, yes.
And awesome, and Santana was in the middle, and Iggy was first. And man, Iggy was like, Iggy was off the hook. And, yeah, he's very well endowed, and he was just like, and it became apparent at, you know, at some point in the show. It was awesome. It was scared people. And,
I was going to say, how did the 1981 Stones fans take 1981?
It was, you know, and the thing is, like, people were like, it was like, people were throwing shit and stuff, you know, it was like a little weird. But it was
Bring on the Stones.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then it but no, they spoke to me. That was good. That was that was a good band, and they did that tune, and I was like, "Whoa, I had never heard that song before." And it was good. And it was good.
you deemed it quality.
I did. And it changed me a lot. Yeah, and then at that point we scored some acid, and let's see, Santana was spectacular, and then the Stones came on, and it was like a mockery. They were just like, had cigarettes in their mouths, and you know how they kind of move them like, burk, burk, you know, with their, meh, meh, meh.
Too cool.
Yeah, and
there's
it was
some
like
great story
wow.
of Santana getting some acid from Jerry Garcia. I think this was a Woodstock. I can't remember. And they're like, and he's like, when do we go on? They're like, 11 o'clock. And it's like, okay. And he thought it was like 11 o'clock at night, but it was 11 o'clock in the morning, which was like an hour later.
Right.
And he's like, oh, this will be fine.
There's all kind of footage. If you look for like Soul Sacrifice on YouTube, that is some of the most, you know, it's in my top 5, 10 of live. You know, a production where you got like multiple cameras and stuff like that and good sound. And that was just so, that Soul Sacrifice was just, and to think they were off like tripping, you know, there was no plan there. Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. Tonight I'll hit the YouTube, which I often do before I fall asleep.
I'm a fan. What's going on? What do you got for us?
So tonight, let's see. So I'm kind of keeping with the Christmas music that's not Christmas holiday music, right? Usually at this time of year, I throw on some Serge Gainsbourg. And because there's something about it. I don't know.
Can I tell you a quick Serge song story? Just quick, please. Just to try to just throw a little bit of a festering sliver that will, you know, into your
sure.
Serge.
I guess, yes.
I'm sorry. It was a thing of talking about. Oh my God! Now it's going to be. All right, she's a black artist. Died Whitney.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, yes. And it was like a clip of him when she was like 16 or 17, and he's like, "I want to fuck you." And they're like, oh, he doesn't understand the language. And he's like, no, I want to fuck you. And he's like a creepy, like 60-year-old guy, you know?
She handles it pretty well, though. Like, she's both charming and also, like, stern. You
know? Yeah. Like, yeah, it was no. like...
She handled like a pro.
Yeah.
Like, that may get down in France, Jean-Pierre, but hey, like, I'm Whitney Houston, bitch.
Hey, France is fucking knocking it out of the park, aren't they, with their whole sexuality thing and maleness?
They understand things that you
yeah. Have you heard some of the testimony on that? But it's like it's so like it's like, oh my God, I didn't realize that like people could be like this, you know?
How terrible people truly are.
Yeah, and just hey, like and just, yeah, I guess just, you know, it boils down to being mucho terrible, you know, but it's like you're fucking really? It's like
très terrible.
God. That too.
That story is
terrible. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That's bad news. But hey, that's not what we're here for.
We're here fucking bringing the joy, man. I'm sorry. It's like.
That's right. No, it's the.
This is my mom's. I blame my mother.
Okay, well, might as well, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't really speak French, right? So, when I start to look closely at the words that I do know, and then start looking at translations, a lot of these songs are, you know, not necessarily holiday content, but it's less about that and more about just the sounds of it all, right? It's,
okay,
it sounds. But this particular record, this is one of my favorite Serge Gainsbourg records. It's just a trio. It's him, upright bass, and a guitar.
Oh, I
and
like.
The guitar's name is,
good.
I think, Alec Basic, I think is how you say it.
Okay.
And he's Django Reinhardt's cousin.
All right. I know this Reinhardt guy.
He's got, like, this crazy, it's like Scotty Moore if he, like, leaned into jazz.
Okay.
And so the guitar, it's very spare, like, it's just like. You know, and the, you know, the ambience of the recording is really open, really just amazing Cordial. Record. and there's something about it. It just has a mood that it's intimate. It reminds me of the way I like to feel during the holidays, where, you know, like kind of after Christmas and everyone's just around. And you're like, what are we gonna do for the next week? We're just gonna be like here
till
like,
Pat's birthday.
What's that?
Till Pat's birthday.
Yeah. You're right. I have to get past that because, you know, the day after Christmas, it's a busy day. But, you know, I'm saying like those quiet times of Christmas or quiet times where you're just like, we're all together and we woke up and did something and then we took a nap and then we watched a movie and then we took a walk and then we made some food and it's just small and intimate.
That's nice.
And like the sound of this record, regardless of what he's actually singing about, because God,
he's talking about some depraved shit, right?
I'm sure it's terrible. It doesn't matter because it sounds lovely.
Okay,
it sounds small and intimate and warm, and it speaks holidays to me. So this is a no thanks by Serge Gainsbourg.
All right, thanks again. Say hey to the fam and
spread love.
We'll see you before. Hey, Dick. I picked up Diego on Saturday morning. Apparently, I rode right past a Twister. It's amazing.
Yes! There was a tornado in my county. Was that crazy? And I heard
And I drove like a half, you know, a half. Well, I was
like right there.
Down 17, and it was in Scotts Valley. You know, it was like, you know, less than a half mile.
I heard about it, and I was like, oh, okay, like crazy, you know, like, oh, tornado, like, you know, like, you know, like some winds coalesce and knocks a trash can over. Like, their car's overturned.
I mean, I looked at it, and I was just like, oh, that's kind of cute. You know, it was like a tornado, and kind of a little feel. It tossed a few cars. You know, and you think of the ones like in Oklahoma where they're like, you know, a half a mile wide and just like taking up earth like 20 feet down.
It's just like, but on the other hand, you're walking down Knob Hill in Scotts Valley and all of a sudden cars thrown up in the air.
This, yeah.
That's wild.
I was thinking, it's getting a little windy up here. It's kind of windy.
It's getting a little weird. Hey, you know, there's one other thing I want to mention too is that I was thinking earlier this week about how we used to have a Christmas tradition where we'd have Christmas dinner together, like,
yes,
every year.
We would do, like, Indian food was on the menu more than once, definitely.
Oftentimes, yeah. And I was just thinking that I missed that. And I have fond memories of that time. And I appreciate that we spent those years feasting Christmas dinner together.
Those were, yeah, stuff. That was excellent. Let us not be, let it happen again.
Let's not make it the last.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And another New Year's. I still think, look at that. Anyway, I don't want to like it all mawkish here. Let's do this. I'm touching the thing. I'm touching the link. It's acting me. I'm connecting.
Press it gently.
I'm connecting to the Spotify,
and
it's considering my request. Am I worthy? Apparently. All right, man. Take care of yourself. Say hey.
All right, have a good night. Talk to you next week. Bye bye.
Jesus was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night divine. We'll be right back.
man.
Frankie going to Hollywood. Wow. That's good. This is Radio Valencia on the corner of near the corner of 22nd and Mission. I got the door open. It's cold out, but it's all right. I get to see what's going on. We got the shades open. Got some bebop jazz going on next door. It's exciting. Let's see. We're going to go back to the basement. I think I got something in the wings here. Yeah, 32 Kazoos. All right, we're going to do this together, too. This is, if you dig them, 32 Kazoos on SoundCloud. Hold on, I got to turn. We're touching this. We're seeing if it's did something. It's considering my request. Are you worthy of 32 Kazoos? Not sure. We're still computing and tabulating and I don't know. It's bumping. No, we don't want that. Google, what is this? They're asking me. I know. I'm so sorry. We're just doing it. We're just touching it. I don't want to follow, but let's see. Yes. Yeah, it's XDC Yacht Dance from the English Settlement record. That's one of their. That's a good record. We're going back to the basement. This is Kenny Hwang. If you dig this, look for him on SoundCloud. And I'm not sure if I should be maybe. Felix the Phoenix. Oh, don't forget I said Kenny Hwang. It's Felix the Phoenix on SoundCloud. We're doing this together, man. We're good. I've touched the link. And it's doing things. We're doing it. We're Mystic Martyrs. We're gonna do Flight of the Phoenix. If you dig this, look for them on SoundCloud. I'm turning that up. I'm touching this. Come on, man. You can do it for me. I know you can. I know you can. We'll be right back. Yeah, it's the Doobie Brothers. Rocking down the highway. What's it? Wait. Take me in your arms. I'm rocking anyway. That's a flea market find. I don't know. I read a Ted Templeman book. He used to produce them and produce a bunch of other people. So I'm trying to get into the Doobies brothers, maybe. So you think, Sean, you may have gone in maybe a little past the single? I didn't. I went right for the single, didn't I? That record. But yeah, there it is. Side one, cut one. There it sits. Actually, it's side two. It's side two, cut one. So, all right, give me. We're going back to the basement. This is Nicholas Campbell. I'm just putting it out there, Nicholas. Yes, I am. And this album's from 2012, so I can I feel this. He made it in his bedroom in Richmond, at my friend's home and neighborhood in Balboa. And the Balboa Theater. All right. This is getting a little... what is it, Nick? Did you do this in your bedroom or was it at the theater? All right, we're going to go... we're going to touch this. We're going to Bandcamp. Hold on. Here we go. Woohoo! Bandcamp. Here we are. We're there. This is called Lazy Circles by Casual Dolphins. And this is the band back in 2012. So let me turn this up. Let's see how the production holds up.
Blanket.
about the room. Her head rolls down her breast. She is naked and it is true. Standing at the window, I wonder if she knows that. Rise year after year. Up in her palace, she's captive there. Brushes it 100 times. First she pulls her stockings on, and then the church bell chimes. Alice climbs into her uniform, the zippers on the
go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
Be decent, you know, and especially this time of year. Why not be decent?
Buddy, what do you got? What's going on tonight?
Hold on.
We had a little bit of everything going on. Nothing to,
Nothing specific? A little bit of everything? You got records?
Yeah, we got
nice
some records.
When you come in with records.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
How's life?
Good.
All right. Life is good. It has been declared.
Driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. Red
the radio sings a forgotten song. I love.
No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Randomly, it's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.